is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And again, that's 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And it's good to be here because I really I wasn't sure what to expect today. I thought I might have ended up with some silver bracelets on and thrown into a cage because I went down to Nashua this afternoon, Nashua, New Hampshire, where the 420 celebrations were intended to continue today, as I suppose they've been going on. Last week, we had Sovereign Curtis on the program talking about how he was arrested a week ago today. He was back out there today. Unfortunately, nobody brought any weed out to this particular 420.
That's funny.
Well, it's happened before. There have been incidents of that. I didn't bring anything out because I brought out the megaphone. I was intending to do a megaphone event because last week they also harassed some of the folks that were out there with megaphones, and so I brought mine out today with the intention of speaking through it and seeing if the cops had any problem with it. Cops didn't really make much of an appearance today. It was raining out, and they don't like getting wet. You know, they're very dainty like that.
They probably just didn't want to bother with you people.
Well, actually, they did make an appearance, but the way it was kind of funny. We were in the park hanging out, this public park in Nashua, New Hampshire, and somebody noticed, I guess they took a walk a little bit away from the park, and they noticed that down one of the side streets, the very same undercover car that had busted Curtis, or actually had busted the earlier arrest from last Saturday, was down the street. So we went over and took a walk over by their car. They put it in reverse, and they started backing up, and then they stopped.
Was it on a one-way street, you said?
I don't know. I'm not clear on that. But I was talking to them through the megaphone, saying something to the effect of, you know, don't you have anything better to do, any real crimes to go and solve, that sort of thing.
Well, what would undercover people solve besides vice crimes?
I don't know. There must be something, right?
Right. I suppose there could be a child kidnapping ring running in Nashua, New Hampshire.
Well, they could also don a uniform and go out and, you know, do real police work. But no, they were apparently assigned to keep an eye on the 420 celebration today from quite a distance. I don't know how they would have ascertained whether anyone was smoking pot from where they were. They were pretty far away. And so pretty much the whole crowd of 10 or 12 people had come over there to keep, you know, to watch them, watching us. And that's when they rolled up a little closer and rolled down the window and told me that I can't use the megaphone. And so I kept using the megaphone, and they clearly weren't too serious about it because they didn't bother to step out of their car to do anything to stop me from using the megaphone. They didn't claim that they had any complaints or anything like that. They just said, you can't use that. Oh, okay.
They'll just complain themselves.
Yeah. So that was that. And that was pretty much it. I mean, they drove the car down another street, and we watched them over there, and then they slinked off down some other street somewhere and then kind of went through the back roads, and we saw them crossing another road. It was a little cloak and dagger, but that was pretty much all that that happened today. So uneventful, no arrests, all is well.
It's always fun when you get to chase the cops, huh?
Yeah, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. There was a guy visiting, actually, I think from Ohio, who's writing a fiction book about moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project.
Hmm.
So that was kind of cool. And, of course, Dave Ridley was out there from RidleyReport.com, so some video footage will be up over at RidleyReport.com shortly. He's got a couple of quick videos up now and more to come. And it's my understanding that the 420 celebrations in Nashville will continue, and it was pointed out by one of the activists today that there would be no 420 celebrations in Nashville had the police ignored the first one. Because it was during the Liberty Forum when hundreds of activists were in town that about 100 or so people came out to the park for a celebration that was in the midst of the forum. And, of course, everybody was leaving after the forum from Nashua. There really aren't that many activists in the Nashua area that I know of.
Not too many.
For whatever reason. It's the second largest city in New Hampshire, but they're just not gathering there. Anyway, if they hadn't have made the arrests that they made, no one would have come back the next day. And they wouldn't have come back the day after that and the day after that and the day after that because they kept making arrests, and so people kept coming back. So hopefully the police will learn this at some point. But nonetheless, all kinds of interesting stuff going on up here in New Hampshire as we do like to bring to you. 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Other news from more of a national scale, this story coming from the Houston Chronicle. Have you
at
sent
crime.com?
Yeah, that's right. Crime.com. Have you sent back the census form? Apparently only about 34% of Americans have. And the word is that's down significantly from a decade ago. Now, I don't see that statistic in this story, but I saw another story that claimed that they got 70-ish percent returned back in the year 2000. This year, 34% nationwide. According to Cron.
Not good.
Yeah, according
well,
to,
I'm not good if you, that's your job. I right. think it's good.
According to Cron.com, this is somewhat focused on Texas. Texas is counting on the 2010 census to deliver four new congressional districts, four new electoral college votes in presidential elections, and millions of dollars in additional federal aid. But as some elected officials are starting to worry, Uncle Sam can't deliver anything to the rapidly growing Sunbelt state unless Texas residents deliver their forms back to the government. As of Friday afternoon, only 27% of Texas households had filled in and returned their census forms, well below the national average of 34%. And I'm embarrassed to say that I checked around and looked at New Hampshire. New Hampshire is at 35%. Shame. Shame on New Hampshire. Anyway, so well below the 34% average, according to computer data from the Census Bureau. Contrary to historical trends, some of the toughest challenges facing the agency responsible for measuring the nation's population are not from counting the traditionally undercounted groups such as African Americans and Latinos. Instead, a new and growing threat to an accurate national headcount is coming from anti-government conservatives who may not fill out their forms to protest against Big Brother in Washington. Of course, they had no problem when Big Brother was being run by the Bush administration, but that's another issue entirely. In fact,
I'll take my allies where I can get them.
Yeah. I don't really know if they're anti-government. That's just how they're being painted in the media, because these people didn't have a problem with the $3 trillion government under George W. Bush, and they likely wouldn't have a problem with a $5 trillion government if fill-in-the-blank Republican politician is elected in 2012.
Some of them, that's true.
Anyway, somebody in Texas, Representative Mike Conway, said there's a general distrust of the federal government at every level, starting with Congress and the president, all the way down to the executive branch agencies. Polling by the Pew Research Center finds Democrats are more likely than other Americans to view the census as very important to the country. 76% of Democrats called this year's count very important, compared with 61% of Republicans and independents. That's kind of interesting. That's quite a discrepancy. I mean, if 61%
say it's important,
are
but
saying
only
35%
very important, but only 35%.
34% are returning them, yeah.
Weird.
And I wonder about that statistic. I wonder about the 34%. Is that 34% who have filled out any amount of the census? Or is it 34% who have filled out the entire 10 questions?
It says return the form.
It does say return the form. So I wonder what the breakdown is. Of the 34% that they've gotten, how many of them actually, you know, what percentage of that 34% actually went through and filled out all 10 questions? I don't know if we're going to get that information. Just a curiosity.
They wouldn't tell you the level of failure at that. I mean, that's mortifying.
So, let's see. Representative whoever Bachman began the barrage last year when she asserted incorrectly that the information reported by Americans could be used for nefarious government ends, such as imprisonment in internment camps.
Asserted that incorrectly?
That's the opinion of the Washington Bureau of the Houston Chronicle, at least.
Well, the Houston Chronicle needs to take a look at history.
Because?
Well, because Japanese Americans were interned because of census rolls, because their last names appeared, you know, for whatever reason, they looked Japanese on the census rolls. So I assume that means that if you were the child of a Japanese man who might have been married to a white woman, it had to happen, right, out there, that the children would still have to go. I don't know about the white woman, but it's conceivable that she might have.
Yeah, maybe their viewpoint would be that, well, that would never happen again. Well, we learned our lesson the first time. That would never happen again. But history does repeat itself.
Yes, but they said it's erroneous.
They did say that.
Well, that makes it erroneous.
Earlier this month, Representative Ron Paul voted against a congressional resolution asking Americans to participate in the census. The invasive nature.
There's a resolution asking Americans to participate in the census?
That's right.
Screw them and their dumb resolutions.
The invasive nature of the current census raises serious questions about how and why government will use the collected information, said Paul. It also demonstrates how the federal bureaucracy consistently encourages citizens to think of themselves in terms of groups rather than as individual Americans. There's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Gun Day, Gun Day, Gun Day.
3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person April 3rd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shooting military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across a nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture's products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code radio at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818 or go to greenpasture.org.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, including our webcam and chat room. They're both on the same page, so you can watch and interact, watch the show and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners all at the same time. It's free, of course. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
How soon do you want to start teaching that child special to you about the ideas of liberty? I figured I couldn't start soon enough. An island called Liberty is a picture book for children, and I read it to Jack all the time. It's kind of like Rothbard meets Dr. Seuss. Simple story, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on every page will make it one of any child's favorites. Go to freemarketunderdog.com and see some samples and order today. No anthropomorphic bunnies or steam engines. Just, you know, people and neat little drawings. 10% discount for listeners of Free Talk Live with coupon code FTL at Island Called Liberty, freemarketunderdog.com.
Let's continue taking your phone calls with whatever's on your mind. Jackie is listening in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jackie.
Hi, Ian. Hey. I'm just calling. I just wanted to make a quick point about the census.
Sure.
You just mentioned that the rates of response were pretty low.
34% nationwide.
Yep. I also wanted to make the point that I just read today that the cost of this year's census is more than the last 200 years combined.
Wow.
In terms of it's $14.5 billion nationwide, and it's almost $50 per person.
Jeez.
And they're also saying that there's about 600,000 people that they've hired just to deal with unresponsive.
Yep.
Yeah, it's incredible to me that we're actually, you know, wasting this amount of money. On top of the fact that apparently security is a huge problem.
Jackie, we're not wasting the money. That's them. They're stealing it. They're wasting
right.
it. We don't have anything to do with it.
Absolutely.
Anyway,
so I just wanted to point that out and thank you guys for the great work you're doing. And hopefully this changes soon.
you mean the federal government changes soon? I hope so, too, but I don't know how realistic that is.
I suppose you could hope they spend themselves into insolvency and just go away.
Well, eventually they will go away. I mean, all nation states have failed over time, so it's just a matter of time.
The question is, when? They seem to be cranking it into high gear.
Jackie, thank you for your thoughts. Well, anything else on your mind tonight?
No, I just wanted to say that we could always continue to refuse to let them steal our money.
I will do my best.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. The Houston Chronicle article here bemoaning the fact that in Texas, only 27% of households have returned the census. And one of the representatives there, Ted Poe, so-called representative, said that people are concerned the government is going too far. But Poe said he tells his concerned constituents they should answer the census because it's the law. Well, clearly, most Americans don't really seem to give a flip what the law says, especially in this
Congress
instance.
Doesn't care what the Constitution says. Why should Americans consider?
I think that's one of the most persuasive things you can really say these days, Mark, is that, I mean, it's pretty clear that the federal government doesn't follow its own rules. So what obligation do we have?
I don't see any.
Nope. By all means, feel free to show me the proof of obligation that says that I somehow obliged to obey their diktats. I'd love to see it. And no, you don't get to just point to some words you wrote down on a piece of paper or somebody else that I don't know wrote down on a piece of paper. That doesn't count for me. I have to have agreed to it. Oh, but there's more. He added that it's very important for people to fill out the census because of reapportionment and redistricting. Texas stands to gain 4 House seats, but Texas can only get those seats and the congressional clout that comes with it. And, of course, the idea behind that is that if they get more seats, then they'll get more money from the federal government, right?
I guess.
That's the idea there. If Texans stand up to be counted, any conservative revolt would only reduce the representation in conservative areas of the state, such as rural Texas and the outer rings of suburbs surrounding its largest cities. What's more, an undercount in Texas could cost the state more than just representation. For every Texan missed, the state will lose an estimated $12,000 over the next decade in federal funding for transportation, agriculture, health, education, and housing, said Francis Devaney, the director of Texas Kids Count, a nonpartisan group in Austin.
Yeah, nonpartisan big government group.
Devaney said Texas could lose hundreds of millions of dollars in lost opportunities because of uncounted residents. Well, I mean, if that's true, then isn't it true that all the other states will be losing money, too? Because, well, only 34% of people around the country are returning these.
That's not the point of their quote, though. The point of the quote is trying to get Texans to answer the census. We're trying to get our Texans. Yep. Everybody, you answer the census. Come on, let's get Texas as many people as possible. I intend to do my part. In New Hampshire, at my house, there will be 24 Eskimos living.
You didn't even get a form.
No, they haven't given me one.
But a word is, they may send someone to your front door. What are you going to do then?
I don't answer the door for government bureaucrats.
We've got that hard-to-count element along with these fringe anti-government groups that are advocating resistance, she said.
I'm a fringer.
They think they're hurting the government, but they're really hurting themselves and their communities.
Really?
Nothing, yeah.
No, it's the government that's stealing money from my community. My community doesn't have a pair to say, go jump, go take a long walk off a short pier. That's not me. That's my community.
The best way that you could help your community is by encouraging them to tell the government to flip off, encouraging the attitude of we don't need you. Not only do we not need you, federal government people, but we don't want you. And that would be the best thing that could possibly happen to any community, because if you start to propagate that idea, if you start to propagate the mindset that we have no need for the federal government, that in fact secession or declaring of independence is the way to go, well, then imagine how much money you'll get to keep, because this is all about begging the feds
for your money back.
Right. Hoping to get a fraction of the money back that that you paid in. And of course, the $12,000 that she's talking about here is the state that will miss out on that $12,000.
Yeah.
You're not going to get cut a check for $12,000.
Right. You think the state's going to spend that money wisely?
No.
Yeah. I mean, $10 in the state's hands is worth about a dime in yours.
So they take the money from you, then they hold it out like a carrot on a stick in front of the state governments to try to encourage you to participate in this federal census so the state government people can get more money from the federal government. Whereas if they weren't involved in the federal government wealth redistribution program in the first place, then you'd just be able to keep your money. And then that money could go into businesses and
shouldn't
create new jobs.
Shouldn't the state have been protecting me from the federal government taking my money like this in the first place?
They haven't done a very good job at that.
No, they didn't.
But if you got to keep your money, then that money would go stay in your state's economy. It would never leave. It would never go to the federal government. It would never be siphoned off by the middle-class bureaucrats that run these government programs in the first place. Because remember, every dollar that you send to the federal government, they take a good chunk before they send it back to any of the states. And, of course, there are some states that receive more money than they send out. I believe New Hampshire is one of the states that sends more money out than it receives, if I'm not mistaken. California, I believe, is... Is it a donor state?
It's hard to imagine. It's such a prosperous economy, but it's in such terrible shape at this point.
Yeah, they're looking for a handout from the feds.
I don't know.
So if you get to keep your money, if you refuse to send your money to the feds, then that bolsters your economy locally. That's the best thing you can do is say to the feds, go to hell. We don't want your services anymore. 800-259-9231. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever is on your mind. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those, including our bulletin board system. It's virtually unmoderated, so a word of warning, bbs.freetalklive.com, and it is free as well. bbs.freetalklive.com.
The world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is April 9th, 10th, and 11th at Knob Creek Gun Range. It's fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent. Helicopter rides and 800 tables, showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. It opens at 9 a.m., $10 per person. KnobCreekRange.com. That's KnobCreekRange.com.
All right, we continue taking your phone calls. And coming up, Mark, you're going to tell us about withdrawal from drugs. From a legal drug, actually. We'll get to that. But first, we go to Edgar, listening in South Carolina. Edgar, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
Edgar, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm calling y'all. I want to talk about that legalization of drugs that you're just going to talk about.
All right,
I don't
okay.
really think it's a bad thing.
You don't think it's a bad thing?
I don't.
Okay.
I think,
me neither.
I think it's a good idea to do it.
It's one of the best ideas I think that could happen to this country. It would be a tremendous boon to safety. And we would have a dramatic drop in violent crime and property crime and things like that. Plus, the drug addicts themselves would also be using safer products, and so it'd be less likely to have things like overdoses and impure drugs and things like that. So there's all kinds of reasons to do it. Your thoughts?
As I was on hold, I came up with another thought because they had that news flash about the militia being rounded up. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering if y'all had heard from Paula in Florida, or maybe if they, you know, rounded her up.
I don't know. Somebody claiming to be Paula has called a couple of times. And we haven't really got a chance to talk to her.
It sounded like her that one night.
It didn't to me.
Yeah, that was her. It sounded like...
I think that wasn't Paula. I think Paula's been captured.
I think that was
Paula.
Think
she's in a FEMA camp?
She called in, and she sounded like she'd had a real tough time. She seemed like she was a changed woman. That's why you might, Mark, have not thought it was her. But it had the caller had the same kind of mannerisms and speaking style as Paula did. She just sounded different, as though, and some would suggested that she might have had a stroke or something like that. And I would believe that to be the case.
Maybe they pointed a scalar weapon at her house. Paula, if you're out there, you need to call off the show right away.
Well, I would love to hear from Paula. I think that'd be great. What's a scalar weapon? He's gone. 800-259-9231. Sounds scary. Scalar weapon.
I don't know anything about it.
800-259-9231. Joey's on the line in Connecticut on the AMP line. Hello, Joe.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you mentioned that you were in Nashua with the bullhorn and that you think you, yesterday you said you think you disturbed, or someone said that you disturbed a doctor's office.
That was not me, but there were some other folks that had a bullhorn last week. Yes, sir.
So I just wanted to point something out that not too many people are aware of. In audio, it's called the inverse square law. Basically, every doubling of distance from the sound source decreases the level by 6 decibels. So if you measured a foot away from the bullhorn, it was, say, 90 decibels. By the time you got 32 feet away, it would already be down to 60. And then for the sound to go through the doors and windows and everything into the building, it'll probably knock it down to about 50.
Yeah.
So
that's if you were 32 feet away. I mean, there was a street between them and that. I mean, you're
with cars driving
right
by.
There's no way. I mean, 32 feet is I mean, it's nothing like that. It's more like
at least 50, if not
90.
More.
Which is exactly my point. To disturb them, you'd have to be a lot closer.
Yeah, so I'd have to be outside your front door.
Exactly. So it's probably just someone making it up to make some fictitious point.
Yeah, someone being the cops, because it was the cops that came up and threatened the people with the megaphones last week. They threatened me today, but they didn't bother to come up with an excuse. They just said, you can't be doing that.
They may very well have a doctor's office that made a complaint. Who knows? I mean, it's difficult to know one way or the other.
Well, if they did, I would have asked. I would have asked, okay, well, which doctor's office? And then I would have gone over and spoken to them. They won't
tell you. But the likelihood greatly diminished.
Yep. Thanks for bringing the math into the question here. Anything else you want to share?
One comment. Last night there was a caller who called in towards the end talking about she's going to get a group to not shop for 4 days to show the government something.
Yeah.
That's like saying I'm not going to eat for a week because the farms get subsidies. Eventually, I'm going to have to buy more food and I'm going to have to eat. So what does that prove? Nothing.
Yeah, these kind of so-called protests pop up from time to time, and we've always been critical of them here.
God bless their souls, and they're they're trying to get something done, but it just I just don't think it on the massive scale of the economy, deciding not to purchase something for 4 days, essentially stocking up on something.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we do every week at my house. I mean, we purchase most of our stuff one day out of the week.
One day, yeah.
And then, so it matters if I change the day of the week?
Ludicrous.
Right. And she talks about how, people don't have a backbone in this country, but then, in the same breath, she says, well, we're going to pay our taxes because we're afraid of the government.
Yeah, that's right. Because I'd asked her, I said, well, why don't you do something significant, like actually not paying the feds? Oh, and her response was something to the effect of that the IRS is really intimidating and scary.
Yeah, they're cracking gas here or something.
I don't know.
You can't back up for an argument,
Yeah. And, I'm looking at her website here. By the way, the lady that called last night, her name was Karen, and the website is copyright by Karen Tostado. So I have a feeling that the Karen we had on the phone last night was the same Karen who started the website, taxfree15.com. But just here's their action plan. Are you sick and tired of watching our country being stolen by bankers? Had it with unlawful taxation without representation? Wonder where our money goes? Too late to work within the political system? Too early for shooting? What do? We strike. We need three things for success: pro-action, nonviolence, and massive numbers. There are over 300 million of us. okay, but not 300 million of people who are actually going to go through with this particular protest, even if...
Right, this is the market failure that Dr. David Friedman was talking about at the Liberty Forum. He was the story that he came up with, and it you can change it to today's situation, but essentially we are all in a line of soldiers with shields and spears pointing one direction, and at us is coming a line of guys on horses with shields and spears pointing at us. And as the guys on horses charge, collectively we are best off standing our ground, and only a few of us will die. However, individually, each one of us is better off running the other direction. Mm. And that's, essentially a market failure. Now, generals in the past figured out how to do this. They'd march their soldiers over a bridge and set the bridge on fire. But and then the incentive is to stand there and, let a few of us will die and most probably break the charge. But this is the case here currently. I mean, there's 300 million of us, the serfs, the peons, and there are, tens of thousands of them, the bureaucrats and the politicians.
Probably a couple million.
Whatever. They have the guns and the violent, if you really whittle them down, though, it's not the the HRS workers that are the problem.
Yeah.
It's the cops with the guns and the military and that kind of thing, and the politicians that will order them around. There's only, tens of thousands of them.
Probably 100,000.
But if we stood in some kind of solidarity, like not paying your taxes, why not do that? I mean, that's the easy one, right?
Yeah.
If we stood in that kind of solidarity, then we would be better off. However, individually, we're better than cutting and running and giving them our money and throwing a little bit of money their direction and running the other way.
300 million chickens. Joe, any other thoughts you want to share?
No, that's it. Thanks.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. So it's like you say, Mark, bless their heart, but this isn't going to do anything.
I am highly skeptical.
What are the bankers going to care if you don't come in and make a deposit for 4 days? The hell are they going to care? Are they going to miss out on 2 cents worth of interest or something like that? I mean, what?
We've pretty much stopped using the bank at my house. I mean, we use it as a system to send money to pay bills, but we don't keep wealth in the bank, not the big banks anyway. So they haven't sent a letter saying, please, please, please start putting money back in your account.
Yeah.
They don't care.
If you had a few million people willing to do something like this and you managed to convince them all to stop paying taxes or all move together to the same state, then you might have something. But this is just going to be a few people spotted here and there across the country that don't buy stuff for 4 days. Whoopie-doo. It's Free Talk Live.
Getting a mortgage without a down payment, just refinancing your home, can be tough right now. But if you've served in the U.S. Armed Forces, Reserves, or National Guard, it doesn't have to be. I'm Tim Lewis of iFreedom Direct. After serving in Operation Iraqi Freedom, I now help other vets get their financial needs met. Our team of professionals understands the special benefits under the law for veterans. We have over 20 years of VA home mortgage experience, including refis to VA loans at lower rates.
On your feet!
If you're a veteran in need of a mortgage or interested in a refi for cash out or lower payments, call 888-900-VA-LOAN now or go online to varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com or call 800-900-VA-LOAN, varadio.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can, again, bring up whatever might happen to be on your mind. You can also join us on our website. We got a lot of features, and the site itself has been redesigned for 2010. If you haven't had a chance to go and take a look, head over to freetalklive.com, create yourself an account, and you can vote on the various different stories that you see on the site. People can submit news articles and videos and blog posts or whatever it is they think is interesting. And you can as well. So if you see something you think our audience might enjoy, you can submit that to the site. Other people can vote it up or vote it down. And then the most popular stories will end up making it to the front page of the website. So head on over to freetalklive.com and get interactive. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. All right, so 800-259-9231. I was just digging through this protest site that Joe in Connecticut just brought back up, and it's about these folks that want to believe that they're actually going to do something significant here.
Don't you think this is kind of mean?
You know, Mark, you accused me of that over the weekend because I was critical of the Tea Party folks, too. I see where you're coming from, but at the same time, I don't want people to believe that what they're doing is going to actually do something. Like, if I don't see it as effective, I'm not going to say, okay, you kids, go on out and do that. I'm going to say, wait a minute, think about this for a moment. Why? You might just be wasting your time. You might just be wasting your effort. And I think that, the Tea Party...
It's not much of an effort that she's really asking.
No, that's true.
She's asking you to do your shopping on a different day.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I suppose you can do your shopping. I mean, people, they send these emails all around to protest gas prices and all kinds of different things. And surely, after people have done them once or twice or three times, they figure out, oh, wow, this stuff doesn't work. And then, you know, it has that value in that it's an object lesson in why it doesn't work.
Yeah, that's true. There's some people apparently putting at least a level of effort into promoting the idea. I mean, they say here on their website to call talk shows, and then they give call-in lines and things like that. But I'm looking here on the site, and there's a little contribution thing, one of those chip-in windows. They've got one contributor. Last night, they had one contributor. So apparently, despite all the promotion they've been putting into this, and
maybe
all
they just called Free Talk Live.
The radio shows have been calling. Well, they claim here they've got all these different interviews they've done, et cetera, et cetera. So it doesn't really seem like there's that much, even that much support behind us. And maybe for good reason. Maybe people are hearing this and they are responding as we did. Maybe they're saying this is ludicrous. I mean, this isn't going to affect anything. Not buying something doesn't change anything. Like, it's like those folks that the anti-consumerists. It really isn't that different from what the anti-consumerists do, and we railed on them in the past, Mark.
You know, I just feel bad, man. That's all there is to it. It's a ludicrous, silly scheme she's got here, and it's sad and pathetic, but I just feel bad. I don't want to, you know, rail on somebody whose, you know, heart's in the right place,
yeah,
and they want
trying.
The right things. And but
we don't know if they want the right things. In fact, that's kind of where I wanted to go with it. They had a link down here to... to the what do they call this articles of freedom.us is the website, and so she encourages people on her site to sign the Articles of Freedom. So I go, well, what is this Articles of Freedom? This is apparently what they came up with after the Continental Congress of 2009.
Yes,
and we were kind of paying attention to that that particular event. The Continental Congress is where the folks over at We the People, which is a constitutional kind of organization that questions the federal government about
things like there.
The taxes and stuff like that and the war. And they some folks from New Hampshire and the 48 other states or I think everything but Alaska and Hawaii, all the other states, sent three delegates each to the Continental Congress. They got together. They debated for something like 10 days or something like that, and they came
up with a long time.
Right, they came up with these articles of freedom, and so I'm looking through here, and just, you know, one of the things that the We the People folks have been really good about is questioning the legitimacy of the income tax and the Iraq and Afghanistan wars, and there's a lot that those folks do that I support, that I think that, you know, it's good that they've done many of the things that they have done. However, and you just go through the articles here, and you get to number 14, illegal immigration. And what I find just amusing about this whole thing is that on one hand, these people are pretty critical of the federal government and the various different laws, you know, the words on paper that have been written down at the federal government level. And, you know, they are sure that the income tax. Now, the income tax doesn't apply to Americans. You know, they've looked at the laws, and they've asked the IRS, and I fully support them on this, but they've asked the IRS, and they've asked all these questions about the nature of the income tax, etc., and the IRS never answers. The IRS never answers their very simple questions about the basis for the income tax. So, on one hand, they see themselves as exempt from the income tax. And even though the federal government would say, well, you're not exempt, that's a frivolous argument. And, of course, the tax folks will say, well, it's voluntary this and that, and we'll point to this law here and this law here, and the 16th Amendment was never ratified. You can go down the laundry list
17th. Whatever.
Tax freedom, 16th, of tax freedom advocates' arguments. And, of course, historically, the federal government has thrown all of that out. I mean, there have been plenty of tax cases in federal court where you're either not even allowed to enter the argument, or if you are allowed to enter the argument, they just wave it off and they call it frivolous, and you know, you get railroaded into a jail cell. So on one hand, they are opposed to things like the income tax and certain federal government laws. But on the other hand, they spend paragraphs and paragraphs here talking about what they want the feds and the local government people to do about enforcing the federal laws. We need to enforce the federal laws against these darned immigrants. Now, we don't want to pay taxes, but on the other hand, we really want to have a nice big immigration bureaucracy to keep those darn Mexicans out. And it just that is there a conflict there?
Yeah, that seems somewhat disingenuous.
Yeah. So it's just sad. I can't support this organization.
I think that they see that it is it behooves the politicians and people with a great deal of money to allow a certain amount of illegal immigration into this country. And not that it could be stopped anyway, even if they wanted to do such a thing. And they probably don't like that. And I'm of the opinion that we need to get our house here in order in the United States before you just open up the floodgates. You need to get rid of welfare. You need to get rid of mandatory funding of public schools by individuals. I shouldn't have to pay to educate somebody's kid, whether they're from this country or not. And hospitals shouldn't be used as hospital emergency rooms shouldn't be used as free doctor's offices because hospitals are forced to pay. So I think those things need to be cleaned up before you just open the floodgates. But I'm sure they're not saying that.
So are you saying that there should be a crackdown in the meantime, Mark?
Why would you crack down so that while you're fixing something else?
Okay, well, when I hear that argument, we need to get our house in order first, usually it comes along with, in the meantime, we need to make sure nobody can come in.
I think you need to peel the onion as opposed to cleaving it. Do you know what I mean?
No, I don't.
Okay. I consider the arguments that one might make for no government often cleaving the onion. Like, just get rid of it all tomorrow. Don't worry. Everything will be fine. Okay.
Everything will be fine.
I don't. I disagree.
If the federal government disappeared tomorrow, everything will be fine.
No. We're not talking about I'm not talking about the federal government.
Well, that's what we're talking about here. That's what we're talking about. If the federal government
went insolvent tomorrow, everything would be fine. I agree. Yeah.
So I agree with you that welfare and all the, the wealth redistribution, the forced wealth redistribution should be eliminated. And that people who need help should get it through voluntary charitable means. I agree there. But you got to be careful when you're saying those things because it sounds like, I support in the meantime all the vigorous border enforcement we can possibly have while we get rid of welfare, which, of course, trying to get rid of welfare through the federal government is going to be
silly. You're better off watching the federal government atrophy and die from spinning itself into insolvency.
Yes, that is far more likely an outcome for the federal government than even imagining not just welfare, but the entirety of the federal government is $3 trillion or four. I don't even know how many trillions. Last time I heard, it was $3 trillion. That was 3 years ago.
10 digits.
Are we talking about the debt or are we talking about the budget?
The budget.
Yeah, I don't know.
They spent a lot of money in 2009, 2010 that we don't have.
Maybe you could find that out. But just to look at the federal government and imagine it in any way, in any area, rolling back, that the aggregate of the federal government would somehow be reduced is silly. No amount of electing people has ever changed the path of the federal government.
No, it's always gotten bigger, bigger, bigger. I think Andrew Jackson probably diminished the deficit down to as low as it ever was. But you're talking about the 7th president of the United States.
1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. That's why I think more people need to start talking about secession or declaring independence or partitioning, whatever word you want to use. Getting out as soon as possible. 800-259-9231 before they take us down with them. More coming up. You can take control. Hour 2 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. Whether it's sweet potatoes on Thanksgiving or burgers on the 4th of July, kids associate certain foods with certain occasions. Family traditions are important to them. So when planning your holiday or birthday menu, keep in mind what they like most and invite the kids to cook up a new food tradition. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.